I'll just start it off now. So 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to the very first episode of the Tom's Two Cents podcast. I'm your host, Tom McCarthy. I'm sitting across the table from Dan Milgate, local Colts fan, and I don't know. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. So we'll go through our 2018 division predictions for the NFL season. We're about 3 weeks away, 4 weeks away?
Yeah, just about. I think it's the Thursday after Labor Day weekend. So that, I think September 6th or 7th.
Yeah, the first preseason, or the first week of preseason games have already, are over and done with.
Yep.
A lot of people are already up for the season. Not a lot, but, you know.
Well, there's a lot of rookies that seem to be making some headlines. Baker Mayfield doing pretty well, and I know Saquon had that one. His first NFL run was a 38-yard.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was against the Browns, but I mean, okay. I mean that's
an NFL team.
Promising. Yeah.
Now, we'll do the AFC for this episode. Episode 2, we'll do NFC division predictions.
Okay.
Just so we can split it up a bit, but you knew that. Now, we'll start. You want to start with the AFC East?
Sure. Get right into the local team here in Buffalo.
Well, I think that this might be the worst division in football this year.
Believe it or not, that was the AFC South for years when the Jags were pretty much irrelevant. Texans were an okay team, and the Colts and Peyton Manning just dominated. But now that kind of flipped, and now pretty much the Colts are at the bottom of that next to Tennessee.
Well,
but let's get into the AFCs. Yeah.
Okay. I'll just go ahead first, and I'll start off with how I ranked them. I'll go from fourth to first and where I think they're going to finish.
Okay.
And I've thought about this a little bit. Not a lot, but I think in fourth I have the Dolphins.
Okay.
And I don't know, I just have a few stats from last year.
Mm-hmm.
And they finished 6-10 last year, so kind of shitty.
Yeah.
They ended up being 29th in rushing.
Yeah.
Even though Kenyon Drake seemed like he was like promising.
Yeah.
He's 29th in rushing. They were 18th in passing, 16th in receiving.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, because Jay Cutler was their quarterback last year. I don't know.
Good old
Cause, you know, cause now he's retired, and they have Tannehill back, so these numbers might be a little different for this upcoming year. With that said, Tannehill hasn't really, like, done anything yet. They're still trying to
have his
breakout year, like, 6 years later.
Yeah.
Their defense ended up being 13th against the pass and 14th against the rush. So pretty decent.
Yeah.
However, they lost Ndamukong Suh. They lost Mike Pouncey, their center.
Yeah.
I don't know. Their key additions, they traded for this Akeem Spence.
Mm-hmm.
And other ones, they signed Frank Gore. They signed Danny Amendola from the Patriots.
Yeah.
Like I said, they're already 13th against the pass. And they use their first-round pick on Minkah Fitzpatrick. And people are saying that he might be the defensive rookie of the year. I don't know if you've heard that at all. But
I mean, Alabama produces NFL-caliber players. I mean, I know they were very high on him when he was there. And I think they... What the Dolphins picked, like 6th or 7th this year in the NFL draft, or mid around?
It might have been around the teens.
Was it in the teens?
I believe so.
Okay, yeah.
But that was like a steal where they got him.
I was going to say, because I think that's where a lot of the experts and analysts assume that Minkah Fitzpatrick would be available for teams, but.
Yeah. So I have them last only because. Like, the Patriots are going to be, spoiler alert, I have the Patriots first, but a lot of people are putting the Bills last, and a lot of the people, there's actually a lot of, like, division predictions from other sources
mm-hmm.
that the Bills, Jets, and Dolphins can be interchanged anywhere. I've seen the Bills second. I've seen the Bills fourth. It's all kind of justifiable. Like, you're not crazy for saying any of these things in any certain positions.
Mm-hmm.
But I got the New York Jets third.
Okay.
And that might be a little lofty for the Bills, but, and that might be my bias. I'm a Bills fan, by the way.
Yeah.
For anyone who hasn't, you know, known this yet, but I just think the Bills, I'll just get right into the Bills. I have the Bills, their last year's record, they were 9-7. There was actually, their secondary was actually
pretty decent. Probably one of the highest rated.
Well, there was, they actually ended up being 16th against the pass last year. So pretty middle of the road.
Right.
Like literally middle of the road.
What was, do we have anything about the Bills' run defense? Because I...
Their run defense, they were 29th against the rush last year. So they really couldn't stop a nosebleed.
Yeah.
so they, but, they, I know that they signed Trent Murphy. Yeah. They signed Star Lotulelei.
Yeah.
They added Vontae Davis. Yep. They got Tremaine Edmonds. So that could turn around. Their secondary, they, you know.
Stay the same.
It will, I think it could be top 10 this year.
Yeah.
I think.
Keeping Poyer and Micah Hyde and Tre'Davious.
Yeah, Tre'Davious White was incredible. Phenomenal. Yeah. I think they like led the league in turnovers. But
yeah,
I know their turnover rate was so good. And comparing them to like the Jets and the Dolphins, like, everyone wants to put the Bills last. And, like, 4-12, I think Vegas or whatever, the betting was at, like, how many games over or under 5.5.
Mm-hmm.
And or, like, 6.5 or something. And that's, like, a good line, I guess. But they could easily, I don't have any, I'm not trying to predict any records right now, but I think the division could easily be, like, the Dolphins, like, 3-13, the Jets 4-12, and then, like, the Bills take second in the division. And they have like a 6-10 record.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So like, just because I'm placing them second does not necessarily mean that I think they're going to be good. I just think the rest of the division is going to be so bad.
I mean, who would have ever predicted Andy Dalton 4-12, Hail Mary up to, I think it was a backup receiver. I don't even know.
Who Tyler Boyd.
Yeah, Tyler Boyd.
Yeah, he's not exactly his like first option.
No, and... It was a 4-12, like, this is do or die, pretty much, and
yeah,
sends the Buffalo Bills to their playoff. I mean, it's been, what, over 12, what was the
17 last, years?
17
Since
years.
Since 1999.
Yeah. So, honestly, I think anything can happen, but to say that they're all kind of equal, putting them, like, at the bottom of the division, I think that's kind of a unfair assessment to the Bills, but I think their offense is their biggest question mark with the new offensive coordinator from Alabama.
Absolutely. That is the big question mark, and it all depends on, like, I guess it doesn't depend on who's starting quarterback because they're all kind of a toss-up at this point. None of them are really elite, at least right now. Who knows what Josh Allen's going to be?
Mm-hmm.
I hope he's pretty good, but, you know, I can only hope right now.
Right.
They brought in Corey Coleman. They still have...
Yeah, Kelvin seventh Benjamin. Round pick.
They did get Shady some help with Chris Ivory as a backup, and that's not bad. They were sixth in rushing last year, so they're a top 10 rushing team last year.
Yeah.
There's no reason I think that should change, but they were 31st in passing.
Mm-hmm.
That might be because Tyrod Taylor really didn't throw the ball all that much.
Right.
They were also 31st in receiving as well, so they really were not a big pass-happy team.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I got the Bills second. It's not really in chronological order here,
mm-hmm.
or countdown order. But the Jets, I have them third. I'll try to keep it short. I have them third because I just don't think the Dolphins really did anything this offseason to make it look like they have a capable team.
Yeah,
and that's just my opinion. But they already finished 6-10 last year. They didn't make any significant upgrades except for Minka Fitzpatrick in the draft.
Yeah.
Frank Gore's, well, he's Frank Gore. So like,
but he's not going to be the workhorse guy that he's been over his like 20-year career, like 13-year career.
Yeah.
But it feels like it's been 20 years with him. I feel like he's like beating father time. And
well, I think he's going to be more of the like, first and second down back, because Kenyon Drake last year, he was like the big play running back in their offense, and then they were running what's his name?
Kenyon Drake and it's gonna come to me. I can't remember his name. I know who you're talking about. fantasy wise, I know they were both becoming relevant at the time because their starter Jay Ajayi got traded to Philadelphia.
Yeah. So I have them fourth. The Jets are third. They re-signed Josh McCown. He wasn't bad last year.
No, he was whatsoever.
That might have been one of his best years he's ever had. They brought in Sam Darnold. There's some rumor saying that he might start right away.
He looked really good in his preseason debut the other night.
Yeah. Well, last year they were 29th in rushing and 24th in both passing and receiving. So they're pretty mediocre numbers. Mm-hmm. However, Darnold's no McCown, hopefully.
Right.
Hopefully. And they did bring in a lot of wide receiver help. They got Terrell Pryor. They signed... Who else did they sign? Well, they got Terrell Pryor. They've already got Robbie Anderson.
Yeah.
Who had a good year last year. And they still have that Quincy Inouye.
Yep.
And he's all speed. So he has his receiving options. They picked up Isaiah Crowell.
Yep.
And I know Matt Forte was there last year. They didn't really have a real capable back last year. That's probably why they finished 19th in rushing. However, I think that team is promising, and they're giving Darnold or McCown or Bridgewater or whoever's going to start the help that they need. I don't by any means think this team is going to be as bad as last year, but they just... Who did they lose? Muhammad Wilkerson. They lost him, and he's like the anchor to that defensive line.
Yeah.
And they were already 24th against the rush. I could see their rush defense going down even more.
Yeah.
So, and then first, so I don't know. The Bills defense does it for me. I think that could possibly be the best defense in the division.
Mm-hmm.
In first place, I have the Patriots. I'm never going to move the Patriots out until that one year. So many people predict the Patriots. You know, they come in with their hot takes saying, this is the Patriots' downfall. You know what I mean? This is the year.
The only time I'll ever...
And then it's never the year. No, so I'm going to ride it out. And if I did this podcast earlier and earlier, I would keep saying Patriots, Patriots, Patriots. The only time I'd be wrong is when he finally collapses, or that team, or Tom Brady collapses, which, you know, hasn't happened yet.
There's, been no signs of regression.
Not at all.
You and I both have our talks about Brady and stuff and how we can't stand the Patriots, but at this point, I mean, you got to give the man credit where credit's due. I mean, he's pretty much up there as potentially the greatest of all time, and...
Yeah. The only thing working against them, so they did lose a lot of people in the offseason. They lost Nate Solder, the offensive tackle.
Yeah.
They lost Danny Amendola. They lost Deion Lewis, Malcolm Butler. Not huge, huge names, but they help out a lot.
Yeah.
Damian Amendola always comes in pretty clutch when he needs to. But they picked up Jeremy Hill for whatever that's worth. Yeah. They picked up Cordarrelle Patterson. I think he's going to be used more so in special teams.
Yeah.
Like kick returns and everything. So that might not be a factor. Who knows?
Yeah.
And they just signed Eric Decker. He wasn't too great. He was so frustrating last year.
Oh, fantasy-wise.
In Tennessee.
Had such high hopes for him.
But yeah, the Patriots were 10th in rushing. They were top 10 rushing team last year with Rex Burkhead and Deion Lewis.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Because you would never assume that.
Never. And they're second in passing and receiving.
Of course.
They were 20th against the rush and 30. They were dead last in the league against the pass.
And they lost Cooks to the Saints.
And they lost Cooks. So, yeah, there's a couple.
Or not to the Saints, but sorry.
The Rams.
To the Rams, yeah.
So I have them ranked first until further notice. And, well, what do you have?
I think that's pretty similar to what I would do. I would probably say, in my unbiased opinion, The only ones I could see interchanging are potentially the Jets and Bills position.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe two or three. The only reason I would probably say for that is I don't know how long the Bills can rely on the defense if the offense is kind of what we're assuming it could be is like a big question mark. But I think the Jets are going through a quarterback situation too where they don't even know. I mean, they literally have three potential starters.
Oh, yeah.
And Bridgewater, I mean, there's been talks. I've seen some people say that they could trade Teddy Bridgewater.
Oh, yeah.
Or try to see what they can get out of him. So, I mean,
yeah.
But the other thing with the Jets and Bills and stuff is I think after everyone seeing the Eagles win the Super Bowl, I don't think you can really put enough emphasis on having a good backup quarterback because that's how they want it.
That could be a trend going forward. Maybe.
I think Nick Foles, and I think he got an extension this offseason, he's probably going to set a market for backup quarterback value. I know it's not like probably what he would want to feel like, oh, I'm setting the bar for a backup quarterback, but you want to know what? When that time comes where if they truly want you to stay there, then they better pay up. Otherwise, he's free to walk and be a starter somewhere else.
Well, I also think to like piggyback on what you just said, I think it would all depend on the backup quarterback. Like in Denver, for instance, there's no way, at least right now, Paxton Lynch is going to demand that kind of money. Or
oh, he can't.
No, but I can see it starting to become a trend. But Nick Foles was already such a good quarterback. He kind of was a little, you know, tainted from the whole Jeff Fisher thing.
Yeah,
and,
I think
and then he kind of faded off, and then he was back on the Eagles, and all of a sudden he helped his team win a Super Bowl. So right. He ended up being the MVP. He was slinging it. But what are yours? Do you have Dolphins fourth?
Yeah, Bill, I would probably go with the Jets at third. I think they have more unanswered questions, especially on defense after losing a lot of people. And to be honest with you, I think they're a pretty young defense. Jamal Adams, he's going into his second year. He was probably one of the best graded rookie safeties last year, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And I just think they're a pretty young overall team, and I don't see like any weapons on that team outside of, I mean, offensively, maybe Robbie Anderson, and he's like their number one guy. Terrell Pryor, you and I both know we were high on him in fantasy.
Oh, a little too high.
Oh, yeah. That's
for another video.
Yeah, that's for rough takes in fantasy football, but yeah, I think the Bills, with their defense staying the same pretty much and just making a couple more key additions to it, I think if they tap into Shaq Lawson's true potential, I think they'll find their defensive end outside of Jerry Hughes that they really can have like the foundation of like having a good defensive front.
Yeah.
Because Kyle Williams, I would probably say this is his last hurrah. I think they, if I'm looking at some of the off-season signings, yeah, they said Kyle Williams resigned to a one-year, $6 million deal.
Really?
So Father Time's probably coming up against him. I'm sure he contemplated retirement this offseason, but
yeah.
Biggest question marks for the Bills, in my opinion, losing Eric Wood, losing Incognito, that offensive line.
That's the biggest concern on the whole team.
Yeah.
And that's what's really weighing people's
opinions.
If they came back with the same offensive line, if Incognito didn't go crazy, if Eric Wood didn't
have his life-threatening career.
I think we're fine trading away Cordy Glenn. I'm real glad with what Brendan Bean did.
Oh, you stocked up on all those draft picks. He's low-key, I think, changing all the crap that,
Doug Whaley?
Doug Whaley, yep. Yeah. He's just cleaning his hands of all the Sammy Watkins debacle, And actually, I don't know if you heard much about this, but Khalil Mack, he didn't show up for the preseason game on Friday.
Oh, so he got fined? That $800K?
That, yeah. So I don't know what Oakland's intentions are or what his intentions are. I don't know the Buffalo Bills cap room or cap space, but hey, I mean, everyone thought they were going to draft him when they moved up a couple years ago in 2013 or 14. I forget what it was. But yeah, maybe he's meant to come back home to his alma mater.
Well, here's the thing about that. I was listening to like the local radio and like the talk radio, and someone was actually against the whole Khalil Mack trade. And I think I'll just echo what he said on the radio. He made a good point because
he wants Von Miller money plus more.
Well, I don't think cap space is the issue. Mm-hmm. The Bills are going to have so much cap space next year.
Right.
I don't think money's an issue, at least right now. My thing is, and the guy brought up a good point on the radio, is that if we're going to trade for him, they're going to want a lot.
Yeah.
And some people were suggesting Shaq Lawson, the defensive lineman.
Yeah.
And at least our first round pick next year. If the I don't think so, but if the Bills are as bad as what most people say they are, mm-hmm. that's a potential top 10 first round pick.
Right.
Maybe even top 5, depending on how bad they end up being.
Yeah.
So, are we going to give up Shaq Lawson, who's kind of promising still? He's still kind of
raw talent that you got to tap into. Yeah.
And a potential top 10, top 5 first round pick, maybe even more.
Yeah.
For Khalil Mack, who is only, I think he's on the last year of his deal. So, what if he doesn't re-sign in Buffalo? We literally just gave all that away. And they were just saying on the radio, it might be a little bit more beneficial to just kind of sit and wait until his contract is up and then try to sign for the money. Like I said, money is not an issue.
Right.
But Shaq Lawson, or trying to sign him. But if he walks, if we trade him, he comes to Buffalo and he walks.
And he wants to go somewhere else.
We're out Khalil Mack. We are out Shaq Lawson. We're out a potentially really high first round pick.
Yeah.
But maybe even more.
Yeah.
But that's just the trade that I've heard a lot, most people saying.
Well, it's a good, I mean, I think it's a valid point too, because the other thing you got to think about is he knows Buffalo. He went to school.
He went to UB.
For how many years did he stay all four?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. I mean, but here's the thing. He knows this area. So going on like a free agency visit, he doesn't even need to second guess it. Like if he truly wanted to come to Buffalo and be a Buffalo product, he knows what's here.
Oh, yeah.
He knows what's waiting. Remember Mario Williams? He was sold on the whole winter and hunting thing because he was like a big-time hunter with like all the southern tier.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, believe it or not, him and I think it was Jim Kelly actually would go hunting together. He if you go on like Mario's, I don't know, like Instagram or like whatever pages, he's a big-time hunter.
Really?
Yeah, and that was, in my opinion, that was probably one of the biggest downfalls for Rex Ryan's tenure on Buffalo is you can't put a bull-rushing, hands-in-the-ground defensive end at a standing-up linebacker position in the three.
That's Rex Ryan's thing, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's, I mean, I can't remember off the top of my head. He got a huge contract from the Bills.
It was over $100 million over like 5 years or something.
Yeah, so it was a great move. I mean, that guy's freak of nature.
He worked out up until Rex Ryan came.
Yeah, no, and exactly. But that's kind of the thing. It's like if you're going to pay a player that kind of goo goo dollars, like you better make sure
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say you better make sure you're tapping into like every single thing that he's good at, which is not covering, not like dropping back as a linebacker. He's just put his head down and like he's going after the quarterback. That's it.
Dan, are you saying that if you're signing a guy to over a $100 million contract, you should play to his strengths? Is that
Well, you want to know what I would say? Is if
are you on the record saying
I would, whatever NFL league owners are going to call me out for this, but
all 10 people.
Or if a player was willing to sign with a team that was against his natural abilities or natural defensive scheme.
Yep.
Why would you, to me, it's like, why would you do that? Like, I get it. The money's definitely probably a factor in some sense. But it's like, why would you want to change your whole thing that you've crafted throughout your college career, high school career, just for a dollar thing? Because then it takes away from your value and your talent, and you can't help the team as much as you should normally do it.
Absolutely.
That's why I was so happy that Pagano was finally gone for the Colts, because I'm just not a big 3-4 proponent, I guess, if that's the...
not a big 3-4 guy.
Yeah, just not a big 3-4 guy.
So, just to recap it all, you've got the Dolphins last.
Yep.
Jets third or Bills?
Jets third, interchangeable between the Bills for second and third, but I'll go with the Jets third.
Bills second, then Pats first.
Until Belichick retires or Brady retires, show me otherwise that... I think this is the one division you can kind of just lock it off. And
I'd say it's literally the weakest division in football.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything that makes me think that those three other teams are going to compete with the Patriots.
Yeah. So. Okay. We'll move right on to the next. I want to do the AFC North next.
Okay.
If that works.
Yep.
We'll get to the South third and then the West last. The NFC North... Last year, the Pittsburgh Steelers finished with 13-3. Baltimore Ravens were 9-7. Cincinnati Bengals 7-9, and then the Cleveland Browns 0-16.
Yep.
So, but a lot has changed, at least with the Browns.
Yeah.
So
to make them an interesting point of conversation.
Yeah. So, getting right to it, this coming year, I don't have them finishing last in the division,
okay,
which can be pretty bold. Usually, or at least the other day before I was doing all my research, I'm like, Browns are going to brown. I will believe it when I see it.
Right.
However, they weren't. Yeah, they lost every single game. But here's the case I'm trying to make. Their defense was 7th against the rush. Against the pass, they were 17th, which is middle of the road.
Yep.
Their rushing was 18th. Their passing and receiving, they're both 22nd. So their rush defense, they have a top 10 rush defense already.
Mm-hmm.
What they can help, they were 17th against the pass. They brought in Denzel Ward. They drafted 4th overall in this year's draft.
Yep.
And they addressed, hopefully, or finally, addressed the quarterback situation. So, but I'll get to that. 4th, I have the Bengals.
Okay.
And just looking at where they were last year,
mm-hmm,
they finished 7-9, which is almost 500.
Yeah.
But they were 31st in rushing,
mm-hmm,
last year. God awful.
Yeah.
They were 27th in passing, mm-hmm, and 26th in receiving. They're bottom 7,
mm-hmm,
in all three offensive categories.
Mm-hmm.
They were 30th against the rush. This is all last year.
Yeah.
And they were 8th against the pass. So they're a top 10.
Overall worst defense.
Well, they were good against the pass. Their secondary wasn't bad. They were top 10.
Oh.
However, they are like bottom 7 in every other category.
Mm-hmm.
So they, I guess to just address everything, they traded for Cordy Glenn from the Bills.
Yep.
They signed Preston Brown, also from the Bills. They upgraded at center. They got Billy Price. They drafted Billy Price, the center, in the first round of this year's draft.
Was, what college did he come out of?
Couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
But they ended up losing an offensive tackle to the Cardinals, Andre Smith, which they probably got Cordy Glenn for. They lost Adam Jones, which they probably are going to try to replace with Preston Brown, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
They also lost Kevin Minter. They lost Russell Bodine. They lost A.J. McCarron and Jeremy Hill, which A.J. McCarron was a backup anyway. Jeremy Hill.
Split time.
If you're 31st in rushing,
what?
It might just be the system, but Jeremy Hill hasn't looked good for years.
No.
So with all that going for it, I think, and now we're getting into the Cleveland Browns, I think Cincinnati Bengals, maybe not easily, but this could be a bold prediction depending on how you look at it. I think the Bengals are clearly the worst team in that division, mm-hmm. especially after everything that the Browns went through. I have the Browns third.
Mm-hmm.
Not as good as Pittsburgh or Baltimore. I think third in the division is bold enough.
Yeah.
They, like I said, they were 7th against the rush, 18th in rushing,
mm-hmm.
22nd in passing and receiving. They added Jarvis Landry
yeah.
to help with the pass. They added E.J. Gaines. They're getting Josh Gordon back. They're talking to Des Bryant, maybe, so I guess. Both,
yeah.
They signed Carlos Hyde. I'm not sure. He might be on the same level as Isaiah Crowell, who went to the Jets.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll see how that works. They upgraded with Tyrod Taylor. Tyrod Taylor might be the best quarterback they've had ever since they were reinstated. I think it's possible.
I don't think people gave him enough credit in Buffalo. And I mean, I might have been one of those people that said he's not like your franchise quarterback, like your Aaron Rodgers, your Tom Brady. But he's a suitable quarterback that he can serve the purpose of keeping you within games. Now, coming back from 20-0, 14 points down, I don't think that was his, I guess, his advantage yeah. as a quarterback. I think he can maintain a game. I think if you like scored like 14 points defense,
he's like a game manager.
Yeah, he's not like an Aaron Rodgers that's going to chuck a ball up at halftime 50 yards and get so freaking lucky that his receiver is just like not having anyone yeah. draped over him. But yeah, I think if the Browns were smart, and I really hope they're changing their management and ownership, Baker Mayfield should not touch the field during the regular season unless Tyrod goes down for an injury. Tyrod just plays like terrible, just absolutely terrible. Because that's what they've done over all these years. They draft Brady Quinn, Notre Dame. They draft Johnny Manziel out of A&M. And they get all these quarterbacks, and then they just throw them out there, and they're like, flip us around.
Yeah.
They just expect.
DeShone Kizer.
Yeah, DeShone Kizer. Everyone was like, oh, DeShone Kizer threw 20 interceptions. I'm like.
Well, he was real promising, remember?
Yeah.
He was like with DeShone Watson and what's his name? Trubisky.
Yeah.
For everyone. And he was like one of the more talked about quarterbacks in last year's draft. And now he almost seems kind of like a throwaway kind of guy.
Yeah, but it almost like kind of like puts a mark on your name if you go to Cleveland as a rookie quarterback, because they traded Kizer, actually, believe it or not, to Green Bay.
Yeah.
So he's backing up, I'm assuming, Rodgers or Brett Hundley. But
now, was he in the same trade for Demaryius Randall?
Because
the Browns got Demaryius Randall in a trade from Green Bay.
It could have been a package deal, maybe yeah. a draft pick and DeShone yeah. Kizer. Yeah, I mean, it might have been, but just going back to the whole Cleveland thing, I mean, that's what they do. They expect all these quarterbacks. I mean, you've seen those pictures of, like, the name of quarterbacks on, like, the back of a jersey of, like, 20 different quarterbacks since, like, Tim Couch.
Since the reinstatement in, like, 99.
Yeah, to me, it's like, if you're a rookie quarterback, after seeing that, like, if I was
Baker... It's a death sentence.
Yeah, it's... To Baker Mayfield's defense, like, I understand you want to get in there. Like, you're yeah. an athlete. You're not trying to be a backup. You're trying to be a starter.
Yeah.
Learn from Tyrod, because he's been in Baltimore with Joe Flacco, who we're not going to call him the lead, but he won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
We can't deny him that. Tyrod, in my opinion, was probably over the past 15 years one of the Bills' best quarterbacks. Even though like they didn't get much like playoff wise and
yeah.
like winning wise, they didn't do great, but you can't put that all on him. There was years
yeah.
that they just didn't have a good defense. They, offensively, who was their best receiver? Like Terrell Owens. Like, I mean, like statistically,
yeah.
maybe Stevie Johnson, before whatever happened.
Yeah, I can't even recall.
But no, I think the Browns can definitely make some good changes this year if they're smart about not throwing Baker out there.
Yeah.
Because it's just not fair to him and put that amount of pressure on a rookie quarterback to go in there and change the
franchise. Also, they're real smart about their defense, or at least this offseason. I think they're making good pickups. EJ Gaines for cornerback.
Yeah.
They drafted Denzel Ward, another cornerback, and they traded for Demarius Randall, the safety.
And they still got Jamie Collins from the Patriots.
And they still do.
Yeah.
And they were 17th against the pass. They weren't even, you know, that bad of a pass.
That's right defense there with
last year.
Yeah.
And they're already top 10 rushing. And that's why I have third, because the Bengals, what the hell do the Bengals have?
Yeah.
But anyway, I have the Browns third. I have the Baltimore Ravens second. Last year they finished 11th in rushing, surprisingly. I couldn't even name their running back. They were 29th, but they were 29th in passing and 29th in receiving. Their defense wasn't too bad. They were 10th against the pass and 15th against the rush. Mm-hmm. Last year, they added Willie Snead.
Yeah.
They added Michael Crabtree from Oakland, and they added John Brown from Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And those three, you know, that's definitely going to help their
adds down
their receiving.
Yeah.
Because I think they only had Mike Wallace last year, and Mike Wallace left. He's on the Eagles now.
Yeah.
So I think that might help out. Baltimore just seems so much more talented. Well, they are more talented,
mm-hmm.
I believe, than Cleveland and Cincinnati.
Yeah, and now you got a healthy Joe Flacco coming into it, because I think last offseason he had some back issues, and I don't think he was ever 100% healthy during the regular season. And I think that division, at least in my opinion, until, like, Roethlisberger and Flacco, elite Flacco, they retire, it's pretty much going to be those two competing for it. I think the Bengals, that one year where they went, like, 14-2 or something like that, they were one and done in the playoffs. That's literally their...
Marvin Lewis's job security is the best in the NFL.
I want to know what Marvin Lewis does to earn his, like, extensions and his time in Cincinnati, because that man should not have a coaching job at least with Cincinnati, because he has nothing to prove that he deserves a contract extension. That just mind blows.
Yeah. Well, okay, so I got the three. Number one's the Steelers. There's no reason, at least in my opinion, to not put them first.
Yeah.
They were third in passing, fourth in receiving last year. They're top five. They were fifth against the pass, so their secondary was a top five secondary last year.
Yeah.
Not bad at all. They're 10th against the rush, so they're already a top 10. They're an overall top 10 defense, which is, I don't know if I would expect them to be that way, but they were. But they were 20th rushing, which is surprising because they had Le'Veon Bell. They're one of the best backs, if not the best back in the league,
mm-hmm.
and they're 20th in rushing,
mm-hmm.
maybe because he catches passes and they count that as receiving.
Right.
But they drafted Terrell Edmonds, so mm-hmm. he's kind of promising. Their defense, they already got T.J. Watt. I think their defense is only going to get better.
Yeah.
They're a stud team. They have, like, the best trio in the NFL, I'd say, for offense, with Ben Roethlisberger, Le'Veon Bell, and Antonio Brown.
Best receiver. Yeah.
I don't think anyone else in the division can touch them.
No. Yeah, so, I agree. Yeah.
So with that said, what do you have? Do your rankings differ any more than mine?
So I would probably say the only ones that I would switch, and this is mainly because I think just the 0-16 just is like, it's like the elephant in the room. Like, this team literally couldn't win one football game last year during the regular season. I would probably say I would have the Browns at four, but I could definitely see them being a team winning 4-6 games, probably tops, maybe a 6-10 record, 4-12 record.
Yeah.
Cincinnati, it's not that I don't think that they could be like the worst team in that division, but at least with Dalton, you do have the experience. You still have AJ Green, who's an elite receiver in NFL.
Absolutely.
They do have promising young talent. John Ross, the receiver, he was, I think, a rookie last year. He was just nagged with a lot of injuries, never really got out.
Yeah.
And then Joe Mixon.
Yeah, they got Mixon.
So
he might come to his own this coming year. Who knows?
And you want to know what? Now that Jeremy Hill's with the Patriots, I mean, Gio Bernard, I think they're going to use more as a passing running back, or he has been used like that.
Yeah.
In the past, and Jeremy Hill was more of the first and second down.
Yeah.
Back, but I would probably say Cleveland fourth, Cincinnati third. Baltimore is going to be interesting because it's almost like Flacco's got to do an interview this year, because I think this is his final year on his contract. And the fact that Baltimore spent their first-round pick on Lamar Jackson, I think it was their first-round pick, right?
Mason Rudolph?
No,
they did Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson for Baltimore.
Oh, for Baltimore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that kind of goes to Joe Flacco in the sense that, hey, we just got this guy. We're potentially looking at, like, maybe replacing you after your year. So he's got to pretty much do like an interview year and play his lights out because I don't think he's that old. I think he's probably in his 30s, I would assume.
Yeah.
So he's got to set up for himself for free agency because if it's the Lamar Jackson era after he goes, I think he's got to play his lights out. So, yeah, Baltimore definitely second. I think just with getting Crabtree, Alex Collins was a pretty reliable running back, at least I remember fantasy.
Oh, yeah. He was real good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Crabtree signing, obviously.
They got Willie Snead.
Willie Snead.
They lost Macklin and Mike Wallace.
Yeah, you want to know what? Did Macklin even sign with the team?
I don't think so, no.
Yeah, I mean, everyone was so hyped up about that.
He was on the Chiefs, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was going to be good, but I think he's just had nagging injuries and stuff. And
yeah.
But yeah, I'll go with Baltimore second. And kind of same thing with the Patriots. I mean, to be honest with you, it's almost kind of like a fail for the Steelers if they don't make it to the Super Bowl. Like, I know every team says that, like, oh, it's championship or bust, but, like, for them, it's like you're not going to get too many more years out of Ben. I mean, he contemplated it.
He was so offended when Mason Rudolph was drafted.
Yeah.
And like, offended. But, like, wasn't he contemplating retirement, like, yeah, a year or two ago? Like,
if you were the Pittsburgh organization and you have I can't remember their backup. I think he was, like, from Oklahoma.
It was Landry Jones.
Yeah, from Oklahoma, sorry. And it was just like, why are you offended? I mean, you know it's a business. As a player, you're like, I don't want this competition. Like, what are you guys trying to tell me?
No.
But, yeah, I mean, same thing. Antonio Brown, in my opinion, best receiver in the NFL. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any question.
Yeah.
About his talent. Le'Veon Bell, the whole contract issue, here's the way I look at it. He is going to get run into the ground this year by the Pittsburgh organization. They're going to use him for everything he got, like squeeze it out of him pretty much. Because it's like he's going to be walking.
This is pretty much his last year.
More than likely. Yeah, because he didn't re-sign and they're not going to want to pay him what he wants. I think he wants, like, running back one plus wide receiver two money. And Todd Gurley obviously just set the market for that.
Yeah, he got a $60 million contract, 45 guaranteed.
Yep, and I think he wants more than that, Bell. So that's just something that he's going to have to figure out. But, yeah, I mean, in any sense, Pittsburgh's got that division.
Yeah, locked up.
Until
same things. Okay, so we kind of have ours a little bit different on the bottom, but anyway.
Not too much, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll move on to the AFC South. I've taken the AFC East and North. you're the Colts fan here. You know this division more than anyone I know.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to start it off with your rankings?
Sure. Yeah, I can do that.
Who do you have at fourth?
So, I guess right now I would probably say based on the offseason moves and everything that I've seen, I would probably say Tennessee would be my team that I see coming in fourth in that division.
Cool. Yeah.
I think the biggest thing with Tennessee that it really just sits with me is everyone hyped them up to be a very strong team last year. Fantasy-wise, expert analysis-wise, saying Mariota's going to be a breakout candidate. Like, he's got Decker, he's got Rashard Matthews, he's got Corey Davis, he's got
Delanie Walker.
DeMarco Murray, Derrick Henry. And they were all hyping this up. And I mean, I thought they were going to be really good too.
Yeah.
And they just never showed. And Mariota's had the injuries. He's had nagging hamstring problems. And I do think that their big offseason signings, like the Malcolm Butler signing, that was big. Deion Lewis from the Patriots.
Yeah.
They
signed the defensive lineman, Benny Logan.
Yeah.
They signed Will Compton, linebacker.
Yeah.
They signed Kevin Pamphile.
Yeah.
Pamphile.
Mm-hmm.
And they drafted Rashawn Evans, the linebacker, in the first round.
Yeah.
And I think that was later on. But that's more towards their defense. Their defense, by the way, it's kind of elite in one end, not so elite in the other. They were fourth against the rush.
Strong run.
Top five rush defense
from
the Titans. And they only got better with their linebackers and defensive ends with how they signed them and drafted them.
Yeah.
But they're 26th against the pass. Their secondaries got awful.
Yeah. And the Malcolm Butler, rightfully so, the Malcolm Butler was to at least help address that and getting your number one corner locked back.
Now. Yeah. So you got Tennessee Titans fourth. Yeah. You have third.
This one hurts a little bit because of being a Colts fan, but I would probably say I'm going to make the educated guess that the Colts are going to come in third this year. Obviously, it was a big offseason with signing or getting Quentin Nelson with a number six overall draft pick. It wasn't a sexy pick, but I think after seeing what has happened to Andrew Luck, literally had the crap knocked out of him like over the
year.
I mean, the fact that he played with all those injuries, like a lacerated kidney, the torn up shoulder, concussions. I mean, I think he was probably the most hit, hurried, and sacked quarterback at least 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure it was at least 2 years out of his career so far. But having him back is like one of the best feelings ever because it was so like weird watching all the crap that the Colts we promise he's gonna be ready for week one, and it was all a PR stunt to like make sure ticket sales were gonna get people in the door thinking Luck was gonna play last year.
And, yeah.
Having him back, though, I think Frank Reich is literally the perfect fit for a guy like Luck, like your franchise quarterback. Reich, obviously, big guy in Buffalo, had the biggest NFL comeback against the Houston Oilers as Kelly's backup. And I believe he went to Maryland, but I think he holds the record for largest college football comeback, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And obviously, last year, we call him like we don't call him, but people have said he's like the QB whisperer, I guess, and got Foles to be a backup Super Bowl champion and winning it with Philadelphia. So,
yeah, that's right.
I think they're making the right moves, but I think it's too early. Especially on the Colts' defensive side,
mm-hmm.
To say that they're a team that can compete with Houston and Jacksonville on the defensive side. I would say offensively, if you have Andrew Luck out there, he'll turn a guy like Jack Doyle, who went to Western, I think it was like Western Iowa or something like that, like some no-name tight end into a fantasy-relevant tight end. And
yeah.
But I think they, outside of T.Y. Hilton, the wide receiver depth is pretty pretty scarce. I don't know anyone besides Ryan Grant that's really competing for the number two spot. Maybe Chester Rogers, but
yeah, now the Moncrief's gone.
Yeah, and actually that'll kind of roll into my second team that I'm gonna pick is the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Jaguars, second.
Yeah, I think that's probably gonna be the hot take. Maybe for you.
Hot take of the year.
Yeah, I think the reason I mainly am picking them is because I don't see anything offensively where I felt Jacksonville made like a huge like push to make them like a legitimate offense.
Like any better than they were.
Yeah, and yeah. This is not to say anything against like Leonard Fournette. That guy is a freak.
He's an animal.
Yeah. That guy, like, if he was coming at you full steam, like, you're going, like, I'm not going anywhere near that guy. So, but to me, it's like Blake Bortles, like, people can say what they want, but the dude had more rushing yards against the Bills, I think, in the playoff game last year than he did passing yards.
Blake Bortles, yeah. Yeah.
And yeah. To credit the Bills' pass defense, but I'm like, what has he shown to be like that next quarterback or like a true franchise quarterback? I mean, yeah. To me, I put him at the, and no disrespect to him, I put him at like the Tyrod level. Like he can manage a game for you. He can.
Will QB sneak his way to a playoff line?
Yeah. But the thing is, he had one of the most elite defenses, maybe like the early 2014 Broncos when their defense was like top scoring, like top run, top pass. And that defense too is so young. They're going to be good for
a long time.
Jalen Ramsey, he's probably one of the best safeties in the league, if not the best. But I think offensively, that's just kind of where I'm skeptical about how Jacksonville can truly walk away with that division. I mean, I'm just looking up their off-season acquisitions. Moncrief from the Colts. To me, he's not a true number one. I really had high hopes for him in Indy, but just a lot of injury problems. And I think he had an effort issue at some points with the Colts, not really giving it up his all and stuff, but I do like the Austin Seferian Jenkins signing. I think that was nice as a check down weapon for Bortles and stuff. I think Mercedes Lewis, I don't know if he's still in Jacksonville or not. I think
he's not.
Yeah. I think that'll be nice for him to have a nice security blanket at tight end.
Yeah.
I think their biggest move though, and I was actually really hoping the Colts got him, was Andrew Norwell. He was one of the highest rated NFL guards. What's up?
Highest rated guards.
Yeah, in free agency this year. He was from Carolina, and I was very bullish on the Colts trying to make a run for him. But I think what the Colts are really trying to do is build a team through the draft and getting their players not brought in through free agency and stuff. But yeah, so that'll kind of lead me into the number one overall team I think will win it, is Houston. Deshaun Watson, I don't think you can really say how freakishly athletic that guy is. I know his season was cut short with the injuries and he didn't start off right away, but in the games that he played, fantasy-wise, dude was tearing it apart.
Yeah, he did real good.
Yeah, I mean, he was averaging like almost 2-3 touchdowns a game, like 400 yards. He was running the ball. I think right next to Antonio Brown and Odell and Julio, I think you can't not say DeAndre's one of the best NFL receivers right now.
Yeah, he's coming to his own.
Yeah, so they have that foundation there. Will Fuller, he looked great. He was a big, more of a boom or bust guy. He would get a lot of deep throws and stuff, but Lamar Miller, Dante Foreman,
yeah,
the Houston Texans rookie or second year running back. I'm trying to think. Jonathan Joseph, cornerback. They're keeping their defense. And I mean, I was really mad that the Colts didn't sign him, but they got the Honey Badger. They got Tyron Matthew. They got Tyron Matthew. And you put J.J. Watt, Jadeveon Clowney on that defense. To me, it didn't show it statistically last year because they had a lot of injuries and there's a lot of new faces there.
Yeah.
If that team defensively stays healthy and Deshaun Watson plays like he was last year,
and he stays healthy too, right?
Big ACL injury. That's obviously probably one of the worst injuries you can get in sports, but to me, that's kind of what separates them from Jacksonville winning that division is offensively, I think they just have more true, like, pure talent that we've seen that can make them jump over Jacksonville. Now, Jacksonville defense keeps them in games and scores a ton of points all year.
Yeah.
Then I would say, okay, then it might be up for grabs. But yeah. I would probably say it's between those two.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you want to.
Well, this might be finally the division where our opinions really differ on
on
seeding here. Fourth, I have the Colts. Most people do. I know Luck is kind of like the X factor there. He's the one that they're going to kind of ride or die with.
Yeah.
In a way. But I know some of these are a little non-reflective of the season to come because Luck is healthy. They were 30th in both passing and receiving last year.
Yeah.
Rushing, they were 22nd. And they had Frank Gore. I think is Marlon Mack their starter now?
He is. He does have a slight hamstring injury right now where he's week to week. But yeah, it looks to be like he's the starter. But the other thing is they're going to try to tap into like what Philly did last year, I think.
Okay.
Where it's
like a committee.
A committee type of backfield.
Defense-wise, they were 28th against the pass. Horrible. And they were 26th against the rush.
Horrible.
And that is not what you want to see in a defense.
Nope.
To combat that, they got Quentin Nelson in the first round. Which they
Earl need, Gray, baby.
They need desperately. The Colts have had such a streak of drafting skilled players.
Yeah.
And like what you said earlier, it's not the sexy pick. It's the pick that the Colts need.
Yeah.
Like what you said, like Pagano and, Gregson, right?
Oh, right.
They love the flashy picks.
Yeah.
And sometimes they need, and it was in the Patriots, but they need non-sexy picks in order to actually get this team back on the rails. So I like that they signed Quentin Nelson. In the second round, they did address their defense slightly with Darius Leonard, the linebacker. And I guess that's about it. They get their other ones were Ryan Grant, who might be a wide receiver too. Who knows?
Yeah.
Their key departures were Moncrief. They might miss him. Frank Gore, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
The only really factor for me is like Luck coming back. But this division got so much more competitive since he was out, since this past year.
Yeah.
So I really don't think that they have the talent across the board that other teams have in that division. Yeah. So with that said, I had the Tennessee Titans third. A lot of people have them second. Mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of people second, Houston Texans third, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Last year they finished 9-7. They are fourth against the rush, 26th against the pass. They like what you mentioned. They did pick up Malcolm Butler to really, try to get
that pass Super Bowl.
Yeah. Rushing, they were 15th. Passing, they were 23rd, and receiving, they were 25th.
Mm-hmm.
I they did sign, what, Deion Lewis. Yeah. They signed Malcolm Butler. They got Rashawn Evans in the first round.
Oh, big gun move was they re-signed Taylor Lewan, their offensive lineman. He just got a restructured contract. I think he's the highest paid offensive lineman right now in the NFL. It was a re-signing. Really? It wasn't a free. Yeah, it wasn't a free.
That's agent. Why didn't really make headlines?
Well, it did, but this was pretty recent. I think like a couple weeks ago. Excuse me, but the Tennessee made a lot of big offseason moves.
Well, they did finish 9-7. However, and they are talented. They're frustrating to watch on offense sometimes, especially with Mariota. People think Mariota is going to develop into something big, but I haven't seen it yet. I think there's better quarterbacks in this division. Mm-hmm. He might be the third best in the division, maybe fourth.
Yeah,
maybe fourth. Time will tell. I think he's still young, but so is Bortles. That's why I would put third and fourth. Second, I have the Texans. I don't have the Jaguars there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because the Texans, they are looking pretty nice this upcoming year.
Mm-hmm.
They were 13th against the rush, so pretty good.
Yep, and that's without J.J.
And that's without J.J. Watt.
Honey Badger.
And they were 23rd against the pass. Mm-hmm. They signed Tyrann Mathieu, who is arguably the best safety in the league. They were 24th in rushing and 21st in both passing and receiving. These numbers are a little bit skewed because Deshaun Watson did not play all year. Tom Savage did, I believe, and now he left for the Saints. Right. So even if Watson goes down, who knows how the season's really going to turn out.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think they have more talent on both sides of the ball, more so than Tennessee and the Colts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So just all around. They have DeAndre Hopkins. He was money for Deshaun Watson last year.
Oh, those two were one of the best combos in fantasy, NFL, whatever.
Yeah, whatever you play. And number one, I think it's fairly obvious. And mine is the Jacksonville Jaguars, and it's not a sexy pick to win the division at all.
Mm-hmm.
But last year, they were first in rushing.
Yeah.
They were first against the pass, defense-wise. Passing, they were 17th. Receiving, they were 18th. So that's where it kind of falls short, and they were 21st against the rush.
Mm-hmm.
So even though they had, Calais Campbell, they ended up getting, what's his name from the Bills?
Marcel
Darius. And... Yeah. So their line did look good,
mm-hmm.
but, they didn't have Darius all year. I think that was later in the year.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have the best rush defense.
Mm-hmm.
They did sign Austin Seferian Jenkins. I haven't really seen them use the tight end all too much.
No.
But to be honest, I don't really think they've had – I'm not saying Austin Seferian Jenkins is talented or anything, but he's more talented than Mercedes Lewis.
Yeah.
He had like one game in London where he got 3 touchdowns.
And Lewis. Everyone like went crazy on the free agency for fantasy.
And they signed Dante Moncrief. But Allen Hurts is gone. Mercedes Lewis is gone. Allen Robinson is gone. And so is Chris Ivory.
Yeah.
So they lost a lot of people on their offense.
Yeah.
And this might be a year where Bortles maybe might not be able to prove himself because he doesn't have
that talent, yeah.
He doesn't have the talent this year that he had last year, and he still couldn't prove himself. So,
yeah.
I know he's still young, you're still trying to want to give him the benefit of the doubt. He's only been around for like 3-4 years. But I don't think this will be the year he proves it.
Mm-hmm.
But with that said, I think because they lost so much, and Doug Marrone, there's something that he's going around. He's like, all you need, if I can run the ball every play, I would.
Yeah.
And that just goes to show they're first in rushing last year. Yeah. No one else was better than the Jaguars at rushing. And no one was better at against the pass. So I think there's no reason in my mind to put them anything other than first in the division.
Mm-hmm.
And, second at best. But
I think
it might be a no-brainer for me.
Yeah, and it's a hot take for me. And I'm kind of going on the idea that Deshaun Watson is going to be back to playing how he was pre-injury.
Yeah.
But like I said, that it's my bold. I would probably say that's like my bold take because you can mark up Patriots, pretty much Pittsburgh, as those two division winners, but I definitely think that the AFC South, compared to what it was like 5-10 years ago, it's done a complete 180, and I think it's, in my opinion, it's one of the more competitive divisions in all of football.
Oh, yeah, totally. I agree.
But, yeah, no, Jacksonville, yeah, by no means, I don't think they'll do any worse than second
right
in the division.
Okay, so you have yours, what? Titans?
Titans, Colts, Jacksonville, and Houston.
Okay, and then mine is
Colts, Tennessee,
Houston,
Jacksonville.
Jacksonville. So, it might be a little bit safe for me, but I don't know. Maybe it's predictable.
Hey, that's why we got opinions in this world.
So the last one in the AFC is the AFC West. This was by far, at least for me, the hardest division to predict. And this is where maybe our conversation might get interesting. So do you want to go ahead and start with yours, with your rankings from bottom to top?
Sure, yeah. I probably won't dive too much into it, but I would probably say right now off the bat, I would say the Chiefs, to me, would be in fourth place.
And, really?
Yeah. And it's hard because I'm between Oakland and the Chiefs.
Yeah.
As the third and fourth place. So the reason that I'm going with the Chiefs in fourth is we've only seen, I think, one game of Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Now everyone's all aboard the Patrick Mahomes hype train. Everyone says he's a gunslinger like Brett Favre. But I've also heard, and this is probably good in training camp, but he has thrown a lot of interceptions in training camp or during practice. Brett Favre, I think, holds a record for most interceptions thrown in NFL history.
I think so, yeah.
But that doesn't mean that he's not truly talented. So I have some question marks about him there. I think the defense, too, they lost a lot. Marcus Peters, he went over to the Rams.
That's true.
That was their number one cornerback, and he's elite.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and so losing him was big. I think defensively, what's his name? Tamba Ali. I think he's getting up there in age, too. I don't know what his situation is, but I don't think the Chiefs' defense was like what the defense that it used to be, where it was like one of our top fantasy picks for like scoring and just overall consistent production.
Yeah, their defense fell last year.
Yeah.
Considerably.
Offensively, though, I think they're going to be pretty good if Mahomes plays to what his talents are being told as. Kareem Hunt, obviously rookie breakout candidate last year.
Yeah.
He's going to be a bell cow carrier this year. I don't even know who
Spencer Ware's back.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. But, yeah, you know Kareem is definitely a three down back after seeing what he did last year. And obviously Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce. He, I think, was the number one overall fantasy tight end last year. So offensively, I don't see any issues.
And they signed Sammy Watkins.
Yeah, and they signed Sammy Watkins. So actually, believe it or not, like I'll still stick with it. But going into it, that would be my fourth last place overall team.
Yeah.
But it's very close with the Raiders. And the reason I say that is I think the Raiders at three overall is I just don't know what we're gonna see with John Gruden and that kind of offense. He's a defensive guru. I mean, right. The Tampa 2 defense won the Super Bowl with the Buccaneers. I can't remember his stint too much when he was coaching in Oakland before.
He didn't make. I don't think they made playoffs though.
No, I can't remember. Well, did they win it with Rich Gannon as their quarterback with Oakland? I can't remember if they ever did or not. Or maybe they went to the Super Bowl against the Patriots. Remember the or it wasn't a. Against the Patriots, I can't remember. But I think that's my biggest question mark, is what is this team going to look like now under John Gruden? The other issue is Khalil. I mean, you're talking about, like, arguably the best defensive end next to Von Miller, or second best defensive end in the NFL.
Yeah.
Maybe third if you throw J.J. Watt into that
conversation.
But I like what they have going on, at least offensively. I know Marshawn Lynch is old. I know that they signed Doug Martin in the offseason.
And Jordy Nelson as well.
Jordy Nelson. Michael Crabtree's not there anymore. So I think Amari Cooper's going to get the true target share now that Crabtree is out, because I think Carr liked Crabtree, especially in the red zone, a lot more. But I like those moves. I think they're, let me see. Yeah, they, Rashawn Melvin. So Rashawn Melvin, believe it or not, was the Colts' number one cornerback last year. He was very underrated. I don't think he got like a lot of recognition, but, I don't have stats in front of me, but, when he played team's number one receivers, I think he was a top-rated cornerback. So their defense did improve. They re-signed Reggie Nelson, obviously Jordy Nelson too. And then in the draft, I can't remember.
Here, I got it here. What are you looking for?
Yeah, who did Oakland go with in the draft this year?
In the draft, they ended up going with, let me see, Colton Miller, offensive tackle in the first round.
Okay.
They got P.J. Hall in the second round, the defensive tackle.
Okay. So there, I mean, I'm not going to elaborate on their talents because they're rookies and I'm not a scout, but I think they're addressing the lines that need to be answered, because I remember last year I was all aboard the Marshawn Lynch fan bandwagon.
It was so funny.
I thought he was going to get like a ton of touchdowns, just like be a bulldozing, typical Marshawn Lynch, and he was horrible from like seeing him like on other. I never got the opportunity to draft him because he went so high end.
I know. He was very, you could say overdrafted. I don't think he was too bad in fantasy. I didn't have him myself.
Maybe he wasn't,
but
not what we were expecting.
Yeah.
So
you've got the Chiefs fourth.
Yep.
You have the Raiders third.
Yep.
Who do you have second?
So, now that I'm thinking about it, I kind of want to switch up some of my rankings, but let's see. Well, number two, it's going to be Denver.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be interesting because another, like, quarterback, not controversy, but it's like, is Case Keenum going to play like he did with Minnesota, bring them into the playoffs, bring them into the NFC Championship like he did and deserve that contract? Or are they really going to, like, I don't think we said Paxton Lynch. I mean, he's got really nothing else to prove. I mean, I think John always got to cut his ties with how he drafted him and just move on from that.
He might be the most irrelevant first-round quarterback ever.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is Case Keenum's job to lose. But with that being said, I think they have potential because they still have that defense there. They still have Chris Harris Jr.
Oh, yeah.
You got Derek Wolfe, Von Miller, and this was like my like big pick that I kind of wanted the Colts to get was Bradley Chubb in the draft.
Yeah.
They haven't had a true power defensive end that was bull rushing besides since Robert Mathis and Dwight Freeney.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Quentin Nelson, I'm not going to complain about that. But that defense to me is, I think it took a dive last year. I don't think it was as good as it has been when they won the Super Bowl.
No, but it was still amazing. They were a top five defense last year.
Yeah, so.
But not as much as the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That was like record breaking.
Yeah, and actually, believe it or not, another AFC West team losing one of their top corners to the Rams, Aqib Talib.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So the Rams That's another.
It's going to be for the next day. Episode.
Yeah, but
we'll talk about that.
But yeah, so I would say Denver second. You still got your core receivers: Demaryius Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders, but
Virgil Green departed. He's not there anymore.
Yep. So
Cody Latimore also left.
Yeah. So,
but not like he was a factor anyway.
No, and maybe that's where they're a little scarce, is outside of those two, is like maybe getting a little more depth in it.
Also on their running side, they were 12th in rushing last year.
Oh, really?
They were 12th in rushing, which you wouldn't really expect. But CJ Anderson's gone. He went to Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
So they have Devontae Booker, who hasn't really proven himself yet.
Royce Freeman.
And they also have Royce Freeman, who they got in the third round. And he's looking pretty promising, I believe.
Yeah. No, he actually had a good preseason game. I think he had like 4 rushes for 38 yards and a touchdown.
And I guess just to combat the whole wide receiver thing, those wide receivers, Sanders and Thomas, they're getting older. But they did draft Cortland Sutton in the second round of this year's draft.
Yes. Cortland Sutton, I think... I could be wrong about this. Was he? Let me look it up. But I think he was a Western Michigan. I think that was his.
Oh yeah.
I
don't know enough about him. I just know if you're going to draft a wide receiver in the second round, mm-hmm. I know it's almost kind of unheard of, at least in this past year's draft, to draft a wide receiver like that. But if it's the second round, they must think pretty highly of him. I don't think many wide receivers went in the first round of this year's draft.
No, it seemed like it was kind of a scarce.
A lot like running backs.
Yeah, very scarce running back. A lot of more quarterbacks, linemen, both offensive, defensively.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I think this division for me is probably one of the hardest ones to, like you said, kind of just have a true like foundational like pick.
Mm-hmm.
But in my opinion, I think the Chargers are truly like.
Yeah, that's your number one.
Yeah, I think the Chargers are going to be my number one. And the reason why is on the defensive side of the ball, when you have a guy like Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram as your pass rushers, I don't have...
They were actually fourth against the pass. So their secondary is elite. And they're young, right? These guys are only going to get better.
Joey Bosa, I think, was in the draft 2 years ago.
I believe so.
So he's only 3 years in. Melvin Ingram, I think, just re-signed. He was a free agent either last year or the year before, and he just re-signed with them.
They signed Mike Pouncey. They signed Virgil Green.
Yeah.
Because Hunter Henry is out for the year.
Yeah.
I know they were calling Antonio Gates, but he hasn't signed yet. They drafted, in the first round, they drafted Derwin James.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a steal. That's making their top five pass defense even better.
Yeah.
And, yeah. They were first in passing last year. Third in receiving.
I don't know why Phillip Rivers doesn't get, like, the
recognition he deserves.
Fantasy, right. The interceptions obviously are an issue, I think.
It's a concern.
Yeah, but, I mean, they're going to sling the ball. I mean,
he's a slinger.
Yeah. He's going to throw the ball. And, I mean, you got a young workhorse running back in Melvin Gordon. He's mm-hmm. one of the best running backs in the league right now.
Yeah.
Keenan Allen, when healthy, he's a top receiver, at least reception wise.
Yeah, for sure.
I think he's one of the best. Now, I was listening to one podcast the other day is one of the big question marks with them is their receivers, and not in the sense of the talent and who's there, but I don't know if you remember, they drafted a guy named Mike Williams in the first round from Clemson, and he was injured. He had like back issues that affected his whole body.
Yeah, he was out for the year.
Yep. So everyone from like ESPN that I was listening to on the podcast who was at the training camp and stuff, they said he looks phenomenal, at least like during practice and stuff. They said this guy, like when you see him against other receivers, he's like a freak. He's like a 6'3", 220-pound guy. And just like a big bulky guy. So Phillip Rivers has clearly established himself as one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL.
He had a great year last year, which I don't think many people are talking about. I think it's all everyone's talking about the defense, and not enough about
what he did.
I'm not saying that the Chargers were bad at all, or they weren't. I just don't think they're getting the publicity,
right?
But anyway, so you have Chiefs last,
then
Raiders, then you have the Broncos, and then the top is the Chargers,
We'll say that.
Well, for me, it's a little bit different. I got the Raiders last because this was the toughest division in the AFC to predict, in my opinion.
It is pretty hard.
And you could mix any of these teams up. I've seen a lot of people put the Chargers first, and I do think they're the most talented team, but we'll get to that later. Last year, the Raiders were 12th against the rush and 25th against the pass. Their only real pickups were Jordy Nelson, Doug Martin, and Martavis Bryant. But Martavis Bryant he's having a hard time learning the playbook, I've heard. I could be wrong, and we'll wait until the season plays out, but I think he's kind of a throwaway receiver at this point in his career.
Right.
They lost Michael Crabtree, but I think they upgraded with Jordy Nelson. That's about it, I'd say. They got Colton Miller, the offensive tackle, in the first round. Their offensive line, I think, is already pretty good, right? They're one of the better ones.
Right.
They were 25th in rushing, 16th in passing, and they were 17th in receiving. So it's a pretty, not a bad team by any means, but not a good team either.
Yeah, and I could agree with that. I think Oakland and Denver, now that I'm thinking about it, I think those two probably would be more along the lines of like the teams I would say maybe for fourth.
Yeah. What you just said, that kind of leads me into my next team. And the third place for me is the Broncos. And I think this is one of the more wild card-y teams in the whole league. Mm-hmm. Or wild card-esque teams. Wild card-y isn't really a word. But they finished 5-11 last year, but they had quarterback troubles, I guess.
Could have never figure it out.
Well, their quarterback situation was god-awful. They finished 12th in rushing, 20th in both passing and receiving. However, the AFC West is a very, outside of, I think, the Raiders, because Khalil Mack is like their only good the best defensive player for sure. But everyone's got like an elite pass rusher on their defense. There's Khalil Mack in Oakland. There is Von Miller, and now Bradley Chubb. Not to get ahead of myself, because we haven't seen him really play an NFL game yet, a real one.
Right.
There's Justin Houston in Kansas City, and then there's Bosa in LA.
Yeah.
So I think the Denver Broncos is the most you just don't know what you're going to get, and I think a lot of that defense is elite, but there's a lot of other components to this division where it's getting tougher and tougher each year, and you kind of need more and more to really succeed because there's a lot of parity within this division. Mm-hmm. And I think if you're not right on both sides of the ball, you are going to miss out on any kind of playoff hopes here. Right. So their defense, with that said, their defense is elite. Last year, they were third against the pass, and they were fifth against the rush. They lost Talib to the LA Rams. But their rush defense, it was fifth against the rush, and they just got Bradley Chubb. I think as long as Bradley Chubb is as advertised, I don't see them
regressing
any lower.
Yeah. No.
So, and I think that defense is going to win games for them.
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
But with that said, not to demean the offense a lot, but you don't know which kind of Case Keenum you're going to get, because he was a stud. He had a year in Minnesota.
Jeff Fisher effect, man.
he had a career year in Minnesota. He got quarterback one money, I'm sure.
I think it was not
anything crazy, but like they gave him enough money to say, like, I don't think there's much of a quarterback competition, especially with Paxton Lynch and Chad Kelly.
2-year, $36 million, that includes $25 guaranteed.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, you don't pay a guy like that to be a backup.
To Paxton Lynch.
Or Jack Kelly. A local town hero, apparently, Jack Kelly.
So it's going to be tough. And that it's tough to assess for me because I don't know what kind of Case Keenum we're going to get. I know Jeff Fisher kind of bogged him down, but where was he before? Houston? He wasn't exactly the best there either.
Yeah, I can't remember.
I believe it was Houston, and he wasn't as good as he was in Minnesota. And he only had 1 year there, and all of a sudden, he's like, not the savior of like Denver or anything, but he's
a temporary. He's
better than any quarterback I believe that they've had last year.
He's a Band-Aid on the wound or something like that. He's not going to fix the problem. He's just going to hold it over.
So I think this defense is, they're going to ride and die by their defense.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on how Case Keenum does, they can finish last in the division. They can finish second. But for now, I have them third, and I think that's pretty fair.
Yeah.
Second, I have the Chiefs. They finished 10-6 last year.
Yeah.
That's for the division.
Started off super hot.
They finished 9th in rushing. They finished 7th in both passing and receiving.
Mm-hmm.
Their offense was crazy, which is quite the opposite from what we've seen in past years, because they ended up being 21st against the rush and 29th against the pass last year.
Mm-hmm.
I know they lost Eric Berry, but so they should get him back. But they lost
Alex Smith was
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, so, yeah. I mean, I don't think same thing. Yeah, I don't think people gave him enough credit. But he probably was one of, if not the most efficient quarterbacks in the NFL last year. I mean, remember everyone lost their minds when the Chiefs beat the Patriots on opening night in New England. They came out
like, the time has come.
Yeah, Patriots are done. I think he threw like 4 touchdowns, and Kareem Hunt made his showcase. And I mean, Alex Smith obviously has been it's almost like the Bengals.
Yeah,
they'll be a great regular season team for the most part, but then come playoffs or whatever, I mean, they'll shut down. I mean, I think with the Chiefs, they do have the talent there. My biggest concern would be, like, is Patrick Mahomes really going to be the guy?
Yeah.
Which it sounds like it, but...
Yeah, I mean, all of these numbers, the 9th in rushing and 7th in passing last year, those are all Alex Smith numbers. And their defense is okay. Not too good, I should say. It definitely regressed. But I think Mahomes is going to be good. It might, depending on how the Raiders fall off, if they do, or how bad, Denver might be. I think that might be that it has the potential to be a pretty bad division too. I know it's real competitive, but that might be bold for me to say, but I think it's very top heavy with the Chargers, which is my number one.
Yeah.
And just like yours, they were first in passing last year, third in receiving. As I said before, they added Mike Pouncey. They added Virgil Green. They added Derwin James in the first round, only making their pass defense, which was top 5 last year, even better.
Even better, yeah.
They finished with a 9-7 record, not good enough to make playoffs, just barely.
Mm-hmm.
I think they should have made playoffs, but there's the tiebreaker rules, and those are kind of stupid.
No.
They didn't really seem to lose anyone either. They just didn't really sign Trey Boston, the safety, and their guard Kenny Wiggins went to the Lions. Corey Toomer went to the 49ers. They didn't really lose anyone. And they gained Mike Pouncey, the center, and they got Derwin James. So it's already a high flying offense, like you said. I think this might be the chance where they could go to the Super Bowl. Who knows? They gotta get past a lot of I don't know.
Yeah.
The AFC is very top heavy.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
So we've got our four. You had Chiefs, Raiders, Broncos,
Chargers. Yeah.
And I have Raiders, Broncos, Chiefs, Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we have all the divisions done with,
mm-hmm.
do you want to give a quick playoff breakdown? I know it's kind of off the top of your head, but using your division winners.
Okay.
And that's why I want to get, if you want to like write it down or anything, or just kind of keep it in mind.
Maybe like seeding and.
Yeah, like who do you think those division winners are going to be? And who do you think the wild cards are going to be?
So I would obviously, I would probably go with Patriots number one seed, Steelers number two. Let's
see. And you had Houston and the Chargers.
I would probably go Chargers with three, and then Houston number four. And then for my two wild card teams, I would probably say Jacksonville for sure. And
you had Denver or what was it? Baltimore.
I would probably go Baltimore.
Or Colts. Or someone from the AFC.
Actually, no, you want to know what? I'll go with, I think I like Denver, believe it or not. I like the AFC West this year. I don't know what it'll look like, but I think it'll be more competitive to what it was over the last couple years.
So your breakdown, so you have, based on what you said, what do you think the two wildcard teams are going to be? You think Jacksonville's going to be fifth and Denver sixth?
Yes.
Is that okay? So yeah. You have Denver going to the Chargers for the AFC first wild card. Yeah.
For AFC West.
Who do you have winning that one?
I'm gonna go with the Chargers.
The Chargers?
Yeah.
Who's the better? You ranked them right there.
Overall, yeah.
And you got two, actually, because then it's Houston versus Jacksonville in Houston.
Two division winners again. I'm not giving any love.
You're not
today.
Too high on the North or the East.
No. Outside of Baltimore, I don't think I could throw. Maybe the Bills if they had something happen like last year. But I would probably say, just because they had the experience, I would probably go with Jacksonville winning that matchup against Houston.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think that defense, after seeing what they did, and I still can't believe it happened, but Blake Bortles had more rushing yards than passing yards, and they made it to the freaking the AFC Championship.
Yeah.
No one ever thought that they would beat Pittsburgh. I think Pittsburgh was cocky. I thought they're you guys think that you're just going to walk in here and, shut our elite offense down. That's exactly what they did. They literally shut them down. And I think with that, I think they play with a swag that a lot of teams don't have because they're confident. Right. They know how good they are.
Right.
I would say Jacksonville over Houston.
Jacksonville over Houston.
So then.
And you got the LA Chargers beating Denver.
Yeah.
So you got Jacksonville going to New England.
For rematch.
For the divisional round.
Yeah.
Who do you have winning there?
You want to know what? I think I'm going to stick with Jacksonville. And here's my reason why. I think the moves that the Patriots have lost, losing their own, who was their left tackle, Nate Solcher?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think people really understand how
the gravity of that situation.
he was a staple for that offensive line, and Tom Brady. He's only as good as his offensive line now. Truly, he's had one of the best offensive lines in years. I don't think the guy ever gets sacked, if at all. But I think that defense, with all the pieces that they have there, and how young and talented they are, I think that they really could beat the Patriots at home, because they almost did.
Yeah, yeah. What's the thing? Jalen Ramsey wasn't down.
Yeah.
Is that what they're saying?
Yeah. Or Miles Jack, I think. Jack wasn't down at the interception. Yeah.
So you have Jacksonville beating New England. You have the Chargers going to Pittsburgh. Who do you have winning there?
I would probably say because this is like a make or break year for all of Pittsburgh in the sense that Ben could retire. Bell's going to be out after this year. The whole Pittsburgh team could look totally different next year.
Yeah, yeah.
Bell and Ben, I mean, that's their offense, essentially, outside of Brown.
Right.
I'm going to go with Pittsburgh.
Over the Chargers.
Over the Chargers at home.
And for the AFC Championship, you have Jacksonville traveling to Pittsburgh.
I'm going to go with Pittsburgh.
Beating Jacksonville.
Yep. I'm going to go. I remember
they usually have Pittsburgh's number, even at Heinz Field.
Yeah, and I think will be different, though. I think things will be different, and the other thing, too, is I think coming from a maturity standpoint, I think after seeing what happened, I hope Mike Tomlin, I think he's still kind of a crappy coach, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I think he would say to his players, like, you guys aren't going to be here much longer.
Yeah.
If you're going to keep acting like the way we did last year. I don't know if you remember or not. Antonio Brown did like a Facebook live thing it was like a year or two ago.
Oh, yeah.
During a team meeting, like in the locker room after a game. He was like literally going live in the locker room. And Tomlin didn't do anything about it. He like kind of slapped him on his wrist and said, don't do that again. Now, it's Antonio Brown. I mean, I don't know what you're going to do to discipline him.
Yeah.
But it just kind of goes to show that I don't think he has a grasp of his team. I don't think he really ever has. But right. I think my main factor with Pittsburgh going to the championship and winning it is players knowing that this is Ben and Bell's pretty much last hurrah.
Yeah.
Because after this, I think that division's up for grab if Ben doesn't come back.
Yeah, especially if another team wants to, you know, take the next step forward this year.
Yep.
Okay, so mine, I'll just run through it real quick. I wrote it down. I wrote it down as you were talking. I got Jacksonville, the first seed.
Yep.
Winning their division. New England is second. I don't know how you can put them any lower.
Yeah.
I know they've lost a lot of people, but they're still the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jacksonville might just have a better year than them. That's the only reason why.
Mm-hmm.
I've got the Chargers in third, winning the West. And then I've got Pittsburgh in the fourth seed.
Okay.
So
we all pretty much have outside of Houston.
Yeah. But I do have Houston as the first wild card.
Okay.
I have them as the second seed. I think out of all four second seeds, I think they're the best one. Mm-hmm. I think they're better than Denver, Bills, or the Ravens.
Yeah.
And the sixth, it was kind of tough to put it in because I didn't know really who to put in because it could be a toss-up. The AFC is just so...
Like last year was with the
Bills. It's all top-heavy, and then it's all who knows what. But I have the Chiefs as the sixth seed just because maybe I don't know if I believe in Mahomes or not, but I think that offense has way too many tools.
Yeah, to not be
for him to not succeed. And they got Andy Reid, and he's a phenomenal coach.
Yeah,
I think that defense can at least get them to a sixth or a second wild card spot. So the first I have the LA Chargers versus the Chiefs, and that's another divisional one.
AFC Matt.
But I think the Chargers have the Chiefs number on that. I just think their secondary is. Amazing. Incredible. I think they'll lock down Sammy Watkins and Tyreek Hill. I think they'll just make them run the ball, and that'll make them very one-dimensional.
Mm-hmm.
So I have the Chargers beating the Chiefs. Now it's Houston versus Pittsburgh, and I would go ahead and say I think Pittsburgh would lose that one.
Okay.
Against Houston. I think they'll go to Heinz Field. I don't think Pittsburgh is the best they've ever been this year. And I know they have a lot of talent on the offensive side. I know their defense was pretty decent last year. But I think of Houston, if they stay healthy, I think they, on both sides of the ball, I think they can blow the doors off of Pittsburgh, even at home.
Mm-hmm.
I think that team, Pittsburgh, can be a little, it might be backtracking. But that's just my opinion.
Yeah.
So I've got Pittsburgh losing at home. I've got Jacksonville. I've got Houston visiting Jacksonville in the divisional round, another divisional matchup. But I think Jacksonville is just too good. I think they do play well at home. it's becoming a tough place to play. Yeah. I'm sure. Maybe that's why the Bills in their playoff game only got 3 points.
They finally took the tarps down in the stadium where they sell the seats that they weren't getting people in for.
Oh my God. Well, now all the bandwagoners are coming.
Oh around. Yeah.
So I got Jacksonville beating Houston in the divisional round, and then I got the Chargers going into New England and playing the Patriots. And I think the Patriots are very tough to beat, especially at home.
Yeah.
And the only times that of recent that they really haven't made it to the Super Bowl is when they play away games.
Mm-hmm.
Like in Denver, for instance. They had to go to Denver back when Peyton Manning won his Super Bowl there in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And they ended up losing. I think that's kind of the Patriots' kryptonite,
yeah.
is their away playoff games. And every time they have home throughout, they end up going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So with that said, I know the Chargers are like the hot pick to win the Super Bowl or in Vienna, but I have the Chargers losing to New England in New England.
Okay.
And then I think that might be real safe because I have it the exact same as last year. New England goes to visit Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Patriots are going to be good, but I think this is Jacksonville's year. Mm-hmm. They were so close last year to getting into the Super Bowl.
A
couple plays away.
Yeah.
But now New England is going to go visit them. They're not in their own house anymore. I know there's a whole thing with like the refs and how they want these games dictated. I don't want to really speak on that. But I think Jacksonville has New England's number. I don't think New England makes it to a fourth straight Super Bowl. I mm-hmm. think that's pretty unrealistic, but I think they'll get pretty close. And I think that'll be a real big upset. I know Jacksonville's offense is going to be questionable, but if they have home field advantage and the defense is all as good as it is,
mm-hmm.
I don't see them getting too rattled, especially now that they've already been to the AFC Championship and then you know what it takes to get there. I think it's only going to be easier at home.
Mm-hmm.
So I have Jacksonville winning the AFC.
Mm-hmm.
You have Pittsburgh.
Both have Jacksonville, so
it's yeah.
high expectations for them this year.
Yeah. Well, okay, and that should do it for the first episode. I want to thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
We'll do the NFC shortly, soon. Try to keep it a little bit shorter. But, well, thanks for coming on. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and don't forget to, I guess I should say all the YouTube stuff, right? Don't forget to like, subscribe. Smash that like button, what everyone else says, I don't know. And thanks for listening. Have a good one.